what the divine consciousness have to say. What is saying right now to you? Mostly you translate that as just something that you need to apply in your daily life. A key, a note, a direction, a formula. I need to do this. I need to get there. I need to change this. I need to move here. I need to talk to this person. I tell you that yes, the divine consciousness can inspire to do that kind of movement and changes. However, that realm belongs to you and your own decisions based on your own perception. The divine consciousness interests are quite different, are quite vast. Understand that what it wants is supreme unity. Between all parts of yourself and itself. All the parts of you who are fragmented, polluted by your own values, by your own belief systems, by your own conditioning. All those are in disalignment with the will of the divine consciousness. So make a distinction between the mundane aspects of your life, which you are in charge. You have the total freedom to choose. There is no right or wrong in your actions. It is the value that you give or the conditioning that is acting, that is polluting those actions and is polluting or obstructing the communication with the divine will. On the other hand, acknowledge that the divine consciousness is always leading or inspiring the right position, the right action, the right perception, and the ultimate surrender to it. So in a state of mastery, you deal with your daily life with certain unimportance. You know it's not important, your routine. It just simply needs to be done. And you can choose to do it with great excellency or not participating at all. That it don't determine your good position in the heavens or not. However, within you, there's certain deep state of longing to surrender to that divine will. That mastery is when your personal will surrender to the divine will. When these two become one and the same, there is no separation. And when you abandon your personal will, you enter into certain availability to the divine. So if you want to understand this clearly, simply ask yourself, are you available? We have seen that the willingness, yes, you may be willing, but are you available? You know, in the Christian tradition, there is one moment when Christ asked one of the apostles, who was a fisherman, say, abandon everything and follow me. And the apostle got puzzled, but I have to feed my family, but. However, it was so intense, the thirst for belong and love, that it abandoned everything and followed Jesus. That state of availability is not only because you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Hindu. It comes your way at one point in the path of mastery. It's a very intimate thing where you are listening and you are available and you are obeying the divine will, which is one and the same as yours. So that confusion of submissiveness or irresponsibility, or it's because the divine will wants it. No. There is no separation between the divine will and your will. That must be understood very deeply. Otherwise, you create a gap of submissiveness, a gap that is based on, no, I'm not responsible. You enter into certain fanatism. You see that in some of the Middle East traditions, where, no, I do this because Allah. And they can commit great brutalities, violence, etc. And they blame Allah. It's part of Allah's will. But no, it doesn't work this way. This is a total corruption and misunderstanding of this relationship and this unity between the divine will and your own personal will. When you accept the divine will, you're accepting certain movement that you don't know, and your own personal interest are not there. And this is key. Your own personal interest are not there. You're not doing that to make any justice or being recognized or stand up or being your own hero, to gain fame, to be applause, or even to assert your own capabilities. that is not there. You understand me in this? Your own personal will disappears because you don't have an agenda. Your hidden agenda to gain something for you, your family, is not there. You are simply a white canvas available to what the depths of your heart knows. So availability have to do with sensibility and respond ability. Is that innate? Yes, I am willing and I am available. I don't need to know your details. I simply know what is the movement that I need to do. And I also don't know what is the greatest plan. And I am okay with it. I don't need to know. So availability comes with no prerequisites. Okay, yeah. You can say, okay, I am available, but tell me the details. How this is going to serve me? How this is going to serve the greatest plan? How this is going to serve you? No. Availability comes with no preconditions.